Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now on OMF.
What Teddy did, he had a great passion for it. Always working hard.
Patriots Hall of Famer and New England legend.
Stop tweeting and get in your playbook.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. Best football analyst anywhere on the Boston airwaves.
It is intercepted by Teddy Bruschi. Teddy Bruschi has done it again.
Full tilt, full time.
Ooh, how are we getting on another 14 for threes?
Teddy Bruschi.
Time for our weekly get-together with Teddy Bruschi. It's all being brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Teddy, how you doing?
Great. Doing great, guys. How are you?
Terrific. Doing good. We are. It's been an interesting week, to say the least, hasn't it? Wow.
Yeah. Anything to talk about?
Just bring it on.
Are you willing to confirm that Josh Gordon's a member of the Patriots? Because it doesn't seem like Bill wants to.
I don't believe it's still official. We got pictures of him out at practice. We got a uniform, jersey number, official roster. It's like, nah.
His locker's next to Tom. Everything. We got it all.
All right, so we want to get your take. So far, most of the expatriates who understand how things operate down there in Foxborough have not been optimistic about this thing working out with Josh Gordon. How do you feel?
I hope it does. I mean, it'd be great for him. I mean, this is a lot of chances that he's received. I understand that, but this is a different chance in terms of an organization, sort of a about face in terms of what kind of organization you're with now, with the structure, with the, you know, the discipline that's in the locker room. But I know it's going to be hard for him. I know it's going to be difficult for Josh Gordon, because just as a former player myself, I know everything that it takes, fellas, to get to Sunday, you know, when you don't have problems. I mean, the distractions from family and friends or college teammates and high school friends, the physical practice, mandatory workouts, being on time for treatments if you're getting better, the maintenance appointment, taking care of your body, the mental pressure of practice, if you make mistakes, how they must be fixed, how they're handled in those meeting rooms or on the field, and then add all of that onto all of that addiction problems. So dealing with all of that just to get to one Sunday has been difficult for this player to handle. So if he does that one Sunday or two Sundays, can he continue to do that for 13 or 14 Sundays and be reliable for the team? And then, by the way, he also has a hamstring that he's hampered by. So the odds are against him right now. I hope he can make it, but it is going to be extremely hard for him.
Okay, so with all that said, that's a lot, right? You just listed off a bunch of things, and you probably left off a couple of things that you're not even thinking of. But with all that said, with all he has to go through, what is the best case scenario? Shut up, Lou. What is the best case scenario for Josh Gordon this year? Assuming he plays in every single game and he does all those things, what are his stats? What do those look like?
You're saying if you're giving me that he's going to make it to every game for the rest of the year.
Yes.
In play.
Okay.
Yep. What is the best case scenario for him?
Great news for the New England Patriots. Josh Gordon makes it to every single game for the rest of this season. So you're talking receptions.
Yep. Touchdowns.
Five a game. How many games? You have 14.
14.
Five. I mean,
14 times five. What's that equal? One.
Just hush. Let him answer the question.
Oh, sorry.
Man, you're talking 60, 70 receptions.
Oh, you suck!
No, you're good, Teddy. You're a smart man.
You are insane.
Hold on. Christian Fourier's best case scenario is 25 catches from Josh Gordon, healthy for 14 games.
If he plays every game, you're saying 25.
Yeah. I'm saying Teddy, first of all, he's not first in line.
You're like Reamer.
So
right
it's
now.
Gronk. It's Gronk. It's James White. It's Chris Hogan. Yeah, but Rex Burkhead.
No, he's better than
best
him.
Case scenario, if everything goes well, he does what does a little bit better than Philip Dorsett did last year, because he's not taking receptions from those other guys. Amendola barely had 30 catches 2 years ago when all those guys were healthy.
If this guy gets himself to Sunday every week and is playing, he's a difference maker.
So what do you think
he's
the chances?
Maker,
okay. What do you think the chances are based on everything you've heard, everything you know about this guy, that he does that every Sunday? Because that's where we're having the problem. The interpretation of best case scenario. Go ahead.
Yeah, the chances are slim.
Okay. Yeah. Right. See,
the
for me,
they're slim based on who he's been.
He doesn't understand
for the
past question.
Couple years, okay.
You don't understand the question. You don't understand.
No,
you don't understand the question.
You know, because Christian didn't like your answer. Teddy, I've always thought you were a brilliant mind. I love the way you answered that question. My thing.
Every game he's available,
yes.
And he only catches 25 passes.
Yes, that's what he says.
Yeah, he won't be available every game.
I want you to call up, and you're going to call up, and you're going to apologize to me for this, Teddy. You're going to call up, and you're going to say, "Foyer, I'm sorry."
See, Teddy, for me, the thing is,
I'm telling you though that it's. Which we're not going to have that opportunity because for him to be available for all 14 games, so much is going to have to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be the odds are stacked against him. Chances are slim. Do you hope for it? Me as a former Patriot and seeing Josh Gordon in a good place and playing good football every Sunday, whew, I'd love to see it. Man, you got to be a different person than you've been the past couple years, though, and that's hard to be.
See, that's the thing. We talk about the Patriot way, the discipline of Bill Belichick, and it's a good system. And but my thing is that he didn't sign here as free agent. He didn't choose the New England Patriots and say, I want to turn my life around, my career around. I'm going to go to New England. He was traded. So I don't even know if he's willing or wants to deal with the discipline of a Bill Belichick-type team.
Well, good point. If he had a choice, would he want this type of structure? And I mean, or would he rather have gone to a place where there was less pressure?
Right.
Because maybe pressure is not a good thing for him. And that's all he's going to feel here. Fans, media, players, I mean, in stadium, everything. I mean, when you go on the road, it's different when you play for the Patriots and the Cleveland Browns. And I know Cleveland's a great football town, no disrespect, but, I mean, they haven't won in a while. And there's pressure here that he would not experience.
That was good, by the way. Because they watch ESPN in Cleveland, too. Yeah. That was good.
All the teams are being covered.
So let me ask you about a Sunday night. Considering what we saw last week where they were able to double Gronk and they were able to take some of what you wanted to do in your passing game, could you see the Patriots giving him very simple vertical routes, playing him on the outside, the X, the Z, and then maybe force one of their better corners to pick up on him and open stuff up for other guys? Could you see him doing something like that on Sunday night, even if he doesn't know the plays?
Yeah, how much does Pasqualoni and Patricia respect this guy? And if you listen to Matty P, he still remembers that slant. He took 70 yards on him, I think it was. I mean, 60 yards on him when they played him back in, I can't even remember what year. It's been so long.
13,
but coaches still remember that. I think Matty P remembers that, and you'd have to, if he's there. I mean, there's a hamstring here involved with a receiver. That's sort of a mystery, too, with what I know. I mean, does he have a hamstring to even make it to this Sunday? You know, we will see, but if he's out there and you see Gordon out there, you got to respect it in terms of a deep threat.
So one of the things, too, we're getting Gordon. We're talking about maybe Bill's a little bit desperate. He looks at that wide receiving core. I want to go back to last week. I think you and Christian both thought they would win this game, but what exactly did you see? Was it their defense stifling this offense, or were you more shocked at how much Blake Bortles had that freedom to score points against his defense?
I saw fundamental principles that they tried to execute in terms of the Patriots defensively, especially, that they just couldn't execute. I mean, when I see an edge rusher multiple times committing an error where you're just running behind a quarterback on a 3rd and 6 or a 3rd and 7 and you give Blake Bortles the B-gap escape on a 3rd down, it's a backbreaker. It's a backbreaker when you're on the road, when you let that happen, because it's like they didn't earn it. You just let them walk past the sticks, and it's a backbreaker because it's 97 degrees, and you're hot and you're tired, and you got to push the reset button and start all over again. That was one fundamental principle. So multiple times, Adrian Claiborne just rushing past the quarterback. You're not going to win that way. Fundamentally, covering crossing routes. Oh, jeez. Again. Almost Carolina all over again like last year, and all they did was line up in a bunch, and all of a sudden the Patriots looked like they couldn't communicate and cover anybody. And you have crossers where, are we passing it? Are we locking it? I thought you had him. Touchdown. It's too late. And when those things happen and you're on the road, you know, it's just a recipe for a loss. That's what I saw what happened. And still being in a situation where you can get it to a one-score game after you get a turnover. I think it was a great play, effort play, interception by Van Noy. And then, you know, Dante Fowler comes around, makes a spectacular effort to strip it. And, I mean, Waddle's trying to hold him off the ball, but he still is able to recover the football. So the Jacksonville defense came up big there.
Yeah, you're talking about that Dede Westbrick touchdown in the fourth quarter, right, with Jonathan Jones. Looked like everybody was in man. And they just got almost picked, really, and then he just kind of just gave up on it, and next thing you know, they're going for a touchdown.
Yeah, I saw. It's like I had a flashback of using that play, the bunch on the offensive right side versus Carolina last year when there were it was down below on the left side where they run a little crosser and then back to the offensive right side, and there's two defensive backs looking back to their right, thinking who's got that guy. Wide open, and it's a big gain. It's almost the same problem. Like we were saying earlier in the year, September, extension of the preseason, trying different combinations of players, and different combinations of players having to communicate with each other with various similar schemes, it's tough. The Patriots are also looking for the right combinations, but they were wrong on Sunday.
So the Detroit Lions are 0-2, Patriots are 1-1. I mean, it does not look good right now for Patricia. It does not look good at all, internally, externally. I mean, I'm sure he's going through a lot. Now, ex-coaches into that Bill Belichick coaching tree have had some success against Bill, right, their first time out. What are the odds Matt Patricia has that same success of a Mangini or Josh McDaniels in this game?
I mean, I think that he does have a little bit of an advantage because of the knowledge that he has of, he probably knows exactly what happened in terms of communication problems, in terms of the Patriots defense last week. So, you know, he talks to Jim Bob Cooter and Matthew Stafford and says, this is what happened here, and this is how we tried to fix it last year, and then this is what beats that. So can you see possibly some of that, a lot of shallow crossers, a lot of bunch formations, Golden Tate underneath, something like that? Absolutely. He can try to attack it similarly to, he knows how, what the progression is on what they struggle with early. I think you could see that. But Detroit offensively, I mean, watching them the last couple of weeks, I don't know if Matt Stafford's hurt or not. I mean, he just looks bad. I mean, the ball coming out of his hands, the trajectory's different. He just doesn't look like the quarterback he was. For me, watching him in the past recent years, that I don't know what it is with him, but he's missing wide open wide receivers where it would have helped them win, I know, absolutely last week. But for me, he's struggling as a quarterback, and that's good news for Patriots fans.
We're talking to Teddy Bruschi of ESPN. ESPN's Ian O'Connor has written a book. It's been released, Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time. I noticed you guys were talking a little bit about it on TV today, but we've been trying to find anything new. It almost seems like a compilation of a bunch of other stuff that we've seen in the past. Anything jump out at you and from the highlights?
I think the one thing that I thought was just outright arrogant and foolish was, unnamed assistant coach saying,
yeah,
you know, basically giving us a top 15 quarterback and we can win a championship. And I think I was on NFL Live with him just sort of doing the pump the brake with my foot sort of motion, because this all needs to slow down. Because when you get some coach that probably, I don't know if he still works in that Patriots organization or not, talking about replacing players and having similar success, it's just stupid, guys. It's just foolish. It's really not worth my time, but I got to be on TV to talk about it, so I'll say it. But I said it on SportsCenter, and I'll say it to you guys. It was arrogant and foolish, the quote. But if he was told that, you know, some coaches feel like they're that good. And, you know, us being former players, it's like, you know, it's a hand-in-hand thing. So just to think you can pump anybody in there at quarterback is really stupid.
What about the part where he says, you know, he said enough basically of Bill, and if Tom could, he would divorce him?
Well, I felt that way at times when I was there. Guys, I mean, don't you guys feel that way about each other?
Today especially.
I did.
With you today, actually.
Yeah, if you're totally honest, I mean, I've left that facility like, man, this guy is crazy, man. What is wrong with him? You know, seriously, but those feelings subside. They subside, and you think that, yeah, you know what, he's pushing me. he's pushing me, and there's a reason for it all. And with Bill, I think there's always, I've always felt like being in those meetings, even after we played the Baltimore Ravens in 2007, and we won, and we might have been 10-0 or whatever it was at that point. And there was a play where Junior Seau and I took one bad step, and he showed it over and over in the team meeting room, and he got on us. And it's just, what the heck's he doing that for? Well, he's doing that for because he knew how good we were, and we wanted to keep winning and keep us focused. That type of sort of twisted, demented motivational tactics, they're always going to be used, and you got to realize that. And looking, I can look back on it now, guys. I've been out 10 years, and looking back on it, I wouldn't have wanted to be coached any other way because I feel like I maximized my ability. Every drop was squeezed from me. And every player has got to think that you want that. You want to be pushed that way in that type of pressurized situation. And fortunately, there's lots of rewards to look at from it. But if you don't see it that way, you know, you're not really a championship player. Tom, he sees it that way. But it's natural emotionally to once in a while feel like, geez, give me a break. And you know what? I felt that too.
Is the alternative. You could go play for Cleveland, somewhere sure. else. Teddy's team is recruiting for their Boston Marathon team. So what do we need here? We need people who have qualified? What do we need here?
Listen, well, it's until October 8th, all right? Our online applications are open. This is a very exciting time for Teddy's team because we handpick our runners that we feel are running the Boston Marathon for a special reason, you know, and there are so many of those runners out there. And of course, all the charity runners that run the Boston Marathon have something special in their heart and what they're doing it for. And it's something that I have a great time picking out our 45 runners that are going to help us for Teddy's team. You can apply at teddysteam.org. But if you've also qualified, you can also be a part of our team, and we welcome you also. So teddysteam.org, you've got until October 8th. It's the start of our Teddy's Team running team to formulate. It's almost like our draft, and I'm really excited about
good.
It.
Good. Terrific stuff. Good. All right, bud, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey,
have
Teddy,
a good
thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Teddy.
Yeah, thank you, Teddy.
Careful, yay. Come on, wake up, man. Wake up.
Teddy Bruschi.
Smart guy. Right,
he doesn't get it.
One of the smartest guys in the world. Well, he understands what best case scenario means.
Well, your version of it.
Oh, apparently Teddy's too.
Oh, your version.
But Teddy's, you asked him simple questions.
You go to break so I can smack him around.
See, that is the basic problem is the interpretation of best case scenario.
I think he heard bold prediction.
I got a pretty
bold prediction.
You know what? Yeah. I got a pretty idea what Nate Burleson might think too if we can ever talk to him.
I think he may be coming on. Let me get a confirmation real quick. Let me see.
But I know what Teddy feels about it, which is good.
Mm. See if we can get him on tomorrow.
I feel like I'm
that
talking
would
to
be
a
terrific.
Wall every day. All day long.
We get back to your phone calls. You can load them up right now at 617-779-7937. We'll go to the phone calls coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.